Thank you for calling Louisiana State Sports Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. I am Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Miles. I had purchased the two tickets to the trip to Vegas. LSU, USC.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, I'm traveling with someone, and we wanted to know if, I put down the deposit, and if we could pay, like, each our half with our own credit.
The person who would like to pay for their, well, when the final payment is due, you may be able to split the payment between two credit cards. If not, one person could put it on their card and the other person could just, you know, pay the for their part to the other person who paid on their credit card, the difference.
Well, that was somewhat of a logistical problem. That's why we were wanting to say with our individual cards. You were saying maybe, but there we had given a definitive answer, let's say by email or something like that.
Let's see here.
Let's see, under Richard Taylor. And I wanted to check on my changes. It corrected my address. It sent in a wrong address. And then it was in the right address. They made another mistake with their unit, my unit number, condo number. And I wanted to double check to make sure it was correct. Because I just spoke with someone on the phone. And they confirmed by email that they had received my correction. When I looked at it, I still don't see the correct unit number.
So that, and how do you spell your last name?
Taylor. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
T-A-Y-L-O-R. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. And I see that this trip for Richard Taylor and Tony J. Dugas. And let's see here. And was it your mailing address that needs to be updated? I'm showing 3347 Nicholson Drive, Apartment B, that's Apartment B 206, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Correct. That is correct. Is that B as in boy?
B as in boy, 206,
good.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 225-405-8936 for your phone number.
Okay. Yeah, so they correct. That's good. And now back to the original question. See, the payment, the rest of the payment is due by the end of this month. And I was just wanted to know if I can make the call, you know, to make the payment and then have both cards at my disposal. I don't see why they couldn't do that, but I mean, what do I know?
I'm just not seeing any way to add a second, what's referred to as a payee. I only see the ability to have one individual as the payee. So let's see here. And I do see the $500 deposit, and the total amount due is $6,034. And let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's they call the time to me.
And your patience is greatly appreciated.
No problem.
So I've posed the question to our team. I'm going to see if I get an answer. I don't see any way to add a second payment method to the account. Also be shipping documents to Mr. Dugas' address, or are they just going to your address?
My address.
Okay. Oh, it didn't work. I thought I had figured it out. What is your best primary phone number?
Okay, it's 225-405-8938.
89. 3-6. I have 225-405-8936. Is this correct?
Okay, repeat it again because you kind of spaced out a little bit. Say that one more time.
Yeah, that's 225-405-8936.
Perfect.
Okay, excellent. And what would you, and I'm, so what about the, I'm getting lots of questions. So would you like to, are you guys splitting the deposit or are you going to have that on two different cards?
Cause no, already... that's taken care of. But the final thing.
And do you currently have access to both of the payment information about both of the cards?
I can get it. Hold on just a second.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, but I do have it. Right. We're on a trip, a church trip, and you hear all the cackling on a bus.
Okay. Yeah, let's see here.
Yeah, he's not ready for it. Sister Joy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And saying, even talk to us.
Right. I think they cut from the same thing.
Great lady. Joy is younger. But maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe she's not. Heard. Mine.
And this is the 3-night charter air package. Okay. I'm not making any changes. I just want to get over to where I can. No, it's not going to let me do that. I don't think it's going to let me do it because it says there's zero available because you've already made your reservations. Let me see. I'm going to try to go forward. Did you guys want to add game tickets?
I think we did. Double check that.
Okay, let's see here.
Is, okay, what does it
the 250 for game changer? I know you said you used the term deposit, but in our conversation, it was included the game changer. In fact, I tried to get the upgrade, and they said they couldn't do that until such a time. Probably they're not. They don't want to do that on this, charter. But I understand all the logistics. It's complicated. So that's not complicated. I just dropped that request unless it can be done, and just went along with the tickets and the trip. Probably confusing. You won't be the first.
Let's see.
I would have loved to have had a cup, but
and did he want to go ahead and pay the full amount, $3,267? Did he want to pay that today or later?
I could do it today. I don't mind. Whatever is best for you, in terms of what you're trying to do, I could do it today.
So do you guys both want to do that today?
Yeah, I'm ready. I have the brother's card in my hand.
Okay, if you both want to do it today, then I can go ahead and put down the, hold on. Okay, so what I'd be charging to Mr. Dugas would be the full amount, whereas you've already paid the deposit on your card, so whenever I run your card, it's going to be for $500 less than the amount that Mr. Dugas is paying. So you may owe Mr. Dugas $250 for the deposit, or he may owe you $250 for the deposit. No, he's paying the full amount. So you guys may want to work that out.
Well, we were wanting to pay together, like each separate. However, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You have enough to cover the whole money. $7,000 or $6,000 or whatever. So I bet you do. He's offering that as an alternative, and he doesn't understand, you know, what we're doing, but simplify it. Okay, let's understand this. I've already paid the $500, okay? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay, I really need some clarification on that ticket thing, because when you posed the question, it was implied that the ticket was not already purchased, and I thought I was told that I had purchased.
Let me see here. Okay, let's see here.
That thing blocked. Has a
I'm checking, having someone check to see about the tickets, because with the system that we use, I'm just having a little bit of difficulty navigating it to see if the about the tickets. I could email you the documents for the reservation, and then you could read over the documents and see what it does say in the documents. I can send those real quick.
When I paid the $500,
okay. Would you? So let me see if I can get an answer on if the tickets have been added to the reservation.
You're asking me or telling me?
No, I'm telling you. I'm checking. I'm going to have one of the travel agents check and see if the tickets are already added to the reservation like you wanted them to be. With the system that I'm looking at to try to find the information, I'm just having a little bit of difficulty navigating that system to where it can tell me with full clarity if the tickets have been added. Whenever I click on manage reservation tickets, it just tells me how many are available. It doesn't tell me, you know, well, this person has this ticket and this person has that ticket. It's telling me, well, there's this many tickets available. Okay, so that's not giving me the answer that I'm needing to provide to you, and that's what I'm trying to get a little bit of assistance with.
Are you in an office, or are you doing this remote?
This would be the same system that I'd be looking at if I was doing it in an office or doing it remotely.
Got it.
And the travel agent has confirmed, she said, yes, he has upgraded to lower level tickets. So that's good to hear. And if you want me to go ahead and process the payments for both of you guys, we can go ahead and get that taken care of. It's just that the difference is going to be that you're only going to be paying $2,767. Where Mr. Dugas is, I mean, you've actually already paid $500. So technically, in the long run, it comes out to being that you're both paying the same amount anyway, honestly. I just thought about that. The deposit cancels out the fact that you're paying $500 less when you pay off the remaining amount for your reservation. Y'all will both be paying $3,267 either way it goes. Just when you make your final payment, it'll only be $2,767, and his will be $3,267. So if you'd like to go ahead and do those payments, we can go ahead and get that done.
Okay, so you need both of our card numbers, am I correct?
Now, yours would be on file already because you would have had to provide that to pay the deposit. And that would be your Visa card that I see is that we have on file. I would just need to be able to get Mr. Dugas payment information. And then we can go ahead and get everything squared away. So let me go ahead and let me see. We can go over here and we can do a new payment for you, Mr. Dugas.
Okay,
and then
ready?
He's going to be, and almost, is it going to be American Express, Visa, debit, a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard, Capital One.
MasterCard, okay. And the amount is going to be, let's see, $3,267.00. So $3,267.00. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you have it available.
Okay. 5147. 5921. 2658. 6238.
And the expiration date?
428. You want to read that back to me in case?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So I have 5147-5921-2658-6238.
Expiration 428.
April of 28th. And yep. The CVV code?
576.
And the name as it appears on the card?
Tony J.
Dugas. Okay, T-O-N-Y J D U G A S. And what is Mr. Dugas' email address? Or would you just...
I could give you his email address.
Okay, I'll be ready for that whenever you have it available.
Okay. NYDUGAS@yahoo.com. And it's all lowercase.
Let me read that back. I have N like Nicholas, T H N Y D U G A S at yahoo.com. YAHOO.COM.
Correct.
So there was no A at the beginning?
No.
Okay, excellent.
I think his name was Anthony, but he put it, I guess he tried Anthony. Get it. So he made a phonetic word, Anthony.
Okay, no problem. So for the billing address for Mr. Dugas, I'm going to have to add his billing address. What is his billing address?
Okay, what is your billing address? 260-260-MCGEHEE. Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815.
Okay, I have 260 M C G E H E E Drive, abbreviated DR, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815.
That is correct.
All right, excellent.
And your voice, you have a very good speaking voice, and I understand everything you say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're
very welcome. And let's see here.
Okay, on those upgrades at the lower bow, you say it's a done deal?
Yeah, you've already added the lower level tickets.
Okay. So the cost of the tickets were $250. So is that still the same or is it more? I think it'd be
They would remain the same price that they were whenever you made your reservation.
Oh, okay. All right. And the tickets are paid. Am I right?
Yes. You have added the tickets to the reservation when you originally made the reservation.
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead save Mr. Dugas' payment information so we can go ahead and get this situated and get this paid for Mr. Dugas, and then we'll do your payment. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
All right. Let's see here. And it says upon payments of the deposit, the buyers and travelers agree to be bound by the following terms and conditions. Additional terms and an accelerated payment schedule may apply for guests of certain events. Please refer to the specific tour product listing for each of these events for additional terms and conditions. And it has all the terms and conditions here. Most importantly, it just says total sports travel requires written notification. No, there is no cancellation. Let's see. So I'm just going to go ahead and submit the payment, if that's okay, because I know you guys are wanting to go ahead and travel to the event, you know, and get this all squared away.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to save the payment. Let's see here. It says transaction declined.
On which one?
On Mr. Dugas' payment.
He's got to acknowledge it from the bank that it is him. Yeah. That's the way it's set up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, he has it on his phone. Hold on. He's going to fix it up. Release. Sorry about all that, but that's the way it works.
It's okay.
do you want to try to submit it again, or will it just tell you, okay, accept it?
Yeah, I'll have to submit it again, and we'll have to collect the payment information again, because the system didn't save any of the information you gave me other than the name on the card and the, yeah, that's it, just the name on the card.
Okay.
And the address.
All right, well, we have all that saved.
I have the name on the card and the address. I don't have the card number, the expiration date, the CVV code.
Yeah, that's the way already. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for the card number. Whenever you, well, hold on, let me change the amount that you're paying. I apologize. 3267.00. Okay, let's see here.
Mine should have gone through without a hit.
We haven't. Yeah, we haven't attempted your payment as of yet. We were first working on going ahead and getting Mr. Dugas' payment taken care of,
okay.
And then we'll go back and do yours since your payment information is already saved in the system. So I'm ready for Mr. Dugas' card number whenever you have it available.
Ready. It's 5147-5921. 6258-6238.
Okay, can I read that back?
Yes.
5147-5921-2658-6238.
Yeah, that's correct.
And was that expiration date April of 28?
Right.
Okay, April of 28, and then the CVV code? 576.
Uh-huh.
CVV code 576. It also didn't save his email address. Let me enter that. NTHNYDUGAS@yahoo.com. So NTHNYDUGAS@yahoo.com. And now that he's okayed the payment with his bank, so they'll be expecting it, I'm going to go ahead and attempt to submit that payment again. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. I still got a transaction declined.
It's still declining. Yeah, I know. I've got money, so I don't know. He's unfamiliar with his app, and I would take the bank and probably call him. You think you could call them and ask him? I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
While we're waiting, you want to process mine?
I mean, I can do that. I believe that should be fine. Let me get back over to where I can manage the reservation. Let's see here. 4571. Let's see here. 49571. Okay. Okay. Let's see who yours. And let me get it. Let me go back. Hold on. Let me figure this. Payment. Okay. So payment. Mr. Dugas. I mean, not Dugas, but Mr. Taylor. And let's see here. Okay, so I see that we need to do a new payment. Let's go ahead and do a new payment for here. And we'll go over here. New payment. Richard Taylor. Okay. And your balance due is $2,767. So let me go ahead and enter that in. $2,767. Let's see here. .00, so that's 2,000. Okay, got it. 2,767.00. Okay, so I don't actually have your payment information saved. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Existing credit cards. That's the Visa card ending in 7644, expiring in 8 of 2027.
Hold on. Let me
check. Sure.
That's what I paid the deposit with.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and use that card, I could go ahead and click on this button. Okay. Okay, so it went ahead and filled in that information. Now it just wants me to confirm the CVV code. Yes, sir.
What did you need in mind?
The CVV code from your card?
Yeah, 011.
011, is this correct?
Yes.
Now, is the name on the card, is it Richard Taylor?
Hold on. Richard T. Taylor.
Richard T. like Tom Taylor?
No, T as in Tom.
P as in Paul. Okay, Richard P as in Paul Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to have to get the address again because it changed the address when I updated it for Mr. Dugas. So what was your billing address?
3347. Nicholson Drive, Nicholson Drive. You put apartment B is in boy, 206, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
70802. Okay, so I have... 3347 Nicholson, N like Nancy, I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N, Drive, abbreviated D-R, apartment B like boy, 206, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Right.
Okay. All righty. I didn't. Let's see. I apologize. Let's see here. It didn't save the address for whatever reason. Let's see. Apartment B260. What was the street number on the house, on the residence?
3347.
Okay, 3347 Nicholson Drive, apartment B like boy, 260. Is this correct?
No, 206.
Sorry about that. B206, apartment. So it's 3347 Nicholson, like Jack Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N, Drive, abbreviated D-R, apartment B like boy, 206, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. Okay, there, it did save the address. I don't know why I didn't save it the first time. That was strange, okay. 2767.00, correct, 2000, yes, that is correct. CVV code 011, name Richard P. Taylor, email tnt200@cox.net. And I'm going to go ahead and attempt to submit your payment. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, your payment was successful for $2,767. So now all we need is to be able to collect the payment for Mr. Dugas.
Okay, he's on the phone right now in his bank, presumably. Clearing that amount because his card, they gotta turn it down and then ask for verification. I've had that happen to me, and I said yes, I made that choice. My limit and not enough on my car. So if you have a charge card, yeah. Like you asked me, please be patient. He's on, he's actually talking to the bank person. Hopefully okay. You have all that information I gave you on him. Is that saved already, and it's just a matter of billing, you know, like running the bill through?
None of his information is currently saved.
So after it turned it down, it deleted everything you put in there?
Let's see. Yeah, it does delete everything. I'm gonna have to look and see if I can do anything in regards to saving up his card information and saving up the address. I'll take a look at that. Let's see here. NT8. Okay, so I'm adding his email address to his account, and hopefully that'll help populate it whenever we get. Okay, so one thing that we don't have for Mr. Dugas, I'm noticing it looks like we don't have an emergency contact. What would be the name of his emergency contact individual?
You can put me down. He's a religious brother.
Okay, if you would like to be yeah. His emergency contact, that was Richard Taylor. And your relationship to him is, would that just be friend?
Yeah, we're co-workers.
Okay, and what is your best primary contact phone number? Is that the one you're calling from? 225-405-8936. Okay, let me add that. 225-405-8936. Let me make sure I'm at his. Okay, I got that correct. Okay, excellent. Let's see here. Is that a cell phone?
Yeah. That's my only phone.
Okay. And then let's see here. Let me go ahead and save that information. So now we have his email. We have the emergency contact is you. And then for payment for this payer, now I can, let me see here. It doesn't seem like it's going to give me the ability to save the card information if I enter it right now. Just the ability to attempt to make another. Hold on, let me see. I can actually. Excuse me. No, I can't. I'd have to just make another attempt to submit the payment. I can't go ahead and enter the information to make it available in the future. Unless, let me click here. And then save for future payments, and then we go to the bottom, and then I could just save it, and it won't attempt to process anything. So we'll go ahead and enter that information. Let me see. It's a MasterCard. The amount's going to be $3,267. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm not sure where he's at in his transaction. Hold on. Still on the phone, and it looks like he had it
Oh, if you want me to do this as a payment, I can do it as a payment, or I can just enter it so it'll already be entered into the system so we can save it for whenever he's ready.
Hold on a second. $3,267. And I have more than enough in there. I have a lot in it, and I'm not. You have all the.
I have none of his card information saved.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. So
I'm just waiting if you want me to add the card information and save it before we process it, or I can wait until you're ready for me to process it. Whatever you want to do, I'm here to assist you.
You deserve a sip.
Thank you, sir. Hold on, 5901.
Excuse me, no. Starting again. 5921.
6658. 28?
Okay, what? 38.
Wait, 4 of 38?
No. 4 of 28. You're confusing me with the numbers. Okay, read that number back again, please, Mom.
Sure, absolutely. 5147-5921-2658-6238. Expires April of 28.
Correct.
Name on the card, Tony J. Dugas.
Correct.
CVV code.
576.
576, okay. Now I just need to update the address. And what is his billing address?
260. McGee Drive, McGeehedr, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815.
Okay, 260, and that's McGehee, McGehee Drive, abbreviated DR, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815. Let me go ahead and save that. And now I'm going to go ahead and submit his payment in the amount of $3,267. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right, excellent. Let's go ahead and get this taken care of for you. Processor successful. Yay, we are successful. We have success. It's paid. All right, so let me pull that reservation up again. That was, I believe, 49571. Yes, that's going to be correct. Okay, I've got the reservation up. There is $0 as balance due. You guys are paid in full. And let me send you the reservation documents to see if there's anything new there. Let's see here. I'm sending it to both of your emails. Let me go ahead and send it.
Yeah. It's any subject to your email. And mine too.
Okay, so I'm waiting on the system, Emma. Yeah, okay, that was the reservation confirmation was sent, so I'm not sure if that's going to have the update that the payments have been made. You can check. Let's see here. Does it mention anything about it being paid or anything? I do see on our side the balance due is zero, so you guys are paid in full.
Okay, and you said our tickets have been upgraded to middle bowl or whatever.
You wanted the tickets upgraded because you had the lower level section already added to your package.
Well, that's good. That's what we want. That's what we want. Don't change it.
Okay, yeah, because that'll be in your reservation documents. It does state, and the travel agent did confirm that you have upgraded to lower level tickets.
Okay. Good. Well, then, when are we going to get our tickets? When we leave out on the, when we meet the total sports people at the airport?
Let me ask about that. The tickets are sent by the school. Let me ask about that. And let's see here.
Okay. We got to sit down and do the math on what your charges are and mine. But I think what he has to do was he went ahead and he billed us. I know he subtracted the deposit from mine, so in essence, you won't owe me anything. You understand? It's already been split. If you give me $250 in cash, that'd be my debt. All right, we're actually even. Because if you add, I'll tell you what my total is. I'm going to show you mine.
I'm only charged for this amount, $3,018. Is that what I
was? I don't know. I'm testing. Okay, the $3,018 is half the balance.
Okay, you'll receive your tickets, as she said, not until about the week of the trip.
Right, and don't they give y'all
give this envelope. I've been on your trip. I've been on that trip before. They gave an envelope. I trust that that's the way it's going to be handled. It's not really a question. It's kind of like, for my information, how do we get the tickets? But I remember they handed us the tickets.
Let's see here.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah, I'm asking now if there will be physical or digital tickets. Since everything is moving towards being, a lot of things are moving towards being digital. Yeah, they're going to be digital.
Okay, so they'll email them to us.
Yes, you'll receive your tickets digitally, so you'll be able to present them on your devices. I suppose you could show them on your cell phone. That's how they're doing things at a lot of places nowadays.
Downloading them in the wallet. And then we
Right.
The phone. Okay. All right.
All right, so we've got you squared away. Payments were successful. No balance is due. You'll receive your tickets about the week of the trip. And if you have any further questions or need any further assistance, you know, don't hesitate. Just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to assist you. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
No, Miles. You actually did a lot of research for us. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure. We greatly appreciate you guys. And I'd like to thank you for calling Louisiana State Sports Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And I hope you both have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.